posted something a while ago how stories help the shit out of me. I feel like I'm been craving stories. They kind of save me from my own stupid brain monkeys in my head. They make me feel semi-normal, semi-sane. And when it feels like there's more answers in the world than questions, I feel like stories, for me, the best ones, chuck a whole lot of more questions into the world, and that makes me feel sane. Too many stupid answers, like facts and fact-checking and all this bullshit ideas of truth that are force-fed onto us, and this is how it is, this is what's going on, it's all about answers, and there's almost no questions. There's nothing to enliven life with a bit of wonderment and mystery. And my favourite stories, even if they're poorly acted, seem to just bring back that sense of wonder. Like, I've been watching a bit of Lost again, which was filmed back in the 2000s, like a TV series. I'm struggling to watch it a little bit, but I'm still persevering. But the same creators or producers made a new show called From, and it's the shittest acting ever. But maybe this is just an elaborate way to say I love escapism. I love escapism. It's a fancy way of saying wanting to deepen the mystery in life and wanting more questions. I love it. It makes me feel like a person again. I'm not a fucking robot being pushed through boxes and hoops and all that sort of shit. At the age of nearly 50, late next year or whatever, I feel like I've seen all the classic movies. I've read nearly all the classic books. I feel like you get to a point where you're at the edge of the world and there's nothing left. I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel. I'm sure most people feel like that anyway with most streaming services and all that sort of shit. But when I've just seen pretty much everything, I feel like it's a dumb reminder that it's my duty to start writing something or paving the bridge beyond the serving that culture has, the limited serving that culture has. It's weird. I feel like I've circumnavigated the world a few times of when it comes to art and culture, and all that's left for me is I don't know. I don't know. I feel like a complete dickhead for whinging about it, but I do. I guess it's the reason why I don't mind watching something shit sometimes, because it makes me think, oh, how would I do that? How would I do that better? That's sometimes, but if I watch too many shit things in a row, it can actually actually dumb me down and I can feel like my brain being rewired to be extra dumb, more dumberer. Yeah, nearly all stories, or all stories of the so-called important ones, they're all politicized, and it's all propaganda, and everyone can see it. There's rarely anything that mainlines the heart or mainlines that direct sense of inner child wonder anymore. But yeah, recently I found myself reluctantly just going, ah, fuck it, I'm gonna start watching action films, because that's a genre of film that I've sort of skipped over. I've never really loved action films. I can admire when one's done particularly well, or they've done some sort of groundbreaking special effect or some shit. But my brain just doesn't. It just refuses to take it in. Same with period drama stuff. My brain goes, nah, I'm not. You can watch this, Darby, but I'm going to forcibly tune you out. That's what my brain's saying to me when I see period drama shit. Even though I've tried watching it, but I feel like maybe it's a good thing. I'm going to start watching action and period drama, scraping the bottom of my barrel, and see what else is there apart from the usual stuff that I sort of gravitate to. And I can't really watch comedy. I loved comedy stuff in my 20s. And there was some good stuff as well. And comedy is a great way to almost understand the world, understand how it works. It's like it's a good beginner's guide for when you're in your 20s, comedy. But I'm nearly 50. So, and even if comedy was good, if it was still good, which it isn't, because it's basically oppressed, and you can't say anything in this current culture, so nothing can be funny. You can't. There's no such thing as funny anymore. I wouldn't even want to watch it. So, yeah, I'm struggling. This is a complaint episode. Where? But yeah, the last truly good thing that I saw was the first season of True Detective. I remember it didn't go anywhere, and I never really care how a movie ends. I don't care if it's neatly wrapped up or not at all. I always feel like the first two-thirds of something, that's the most important thing for me. They can do whatever they want in the end. It doesn't really matter. I've already invented some sort of vibe for it. I've already got my own ending, so it doesn't really matter. But yeah, True Detective, that first season, was the last beautiful thing I saw. And I've tried rewatching it, and it's kind of lost its magic. It's funny how you can... There's beautiful things that you'll discover along the way in life that they're incredible and move you and save you, and they're like medicine at the time, and the rewatching of it, it's like trying to revisit your old childhood home or your old childhood suburb. Just feels like a hollowed out movie set, and now you're an extra in your own life. Time's always changing the locks and throwing away the key. So you can't recreate old beautiful stuff. Just has to come out of the blue and a bit new. So perhaps it's time for me to stop whinging about lack of interesting stories and just try and write one and see what happens. I've got the knack for a nifty, trite, sometimes good aphorism down pretty good. But that's just, I don't know. I love small, little bite-sized pieces of interesting things, but it's like chewing gum, and the flavor's beautiful and it disappears real quick. Weirdly, back in 2011, when I wrote this is the second poem I ever wrote, got into Best Australian Poems, but this was exactly the identical same issue that I was having in my brain. Like I felt like I'd reached the edge of the world of culture, and so I wrote this. I may as well read it. I've reached the edge of this world, I'm at an outpost, I'm standing in the middle of an expansive, godless rubbish dump of culture, a quarry filled with pop songs that have fallen back to earth like false angels, status updates that endlessly stream like mindless SOSs, and a haze of news, fashion, books, thoughts and clever ideas that become discarded rubbish the instant they were born, and I can hear the sound of seagulls circling above it all. A dog whimpers somewhere from inside a parked car, and strangers race to what they call their next scheduled appointment, when really they're just running blindly from death. And as I lean over the crumbling edges of myself, I'm ready to take the leap. So that was the second poem I'd ever written back in 2011. Before that, I was just writing, I was making cartoons and all that sort of shit. So I wrote that when I was 35. And it was around 35 I felt like, oh, that's it. I've read a whole lot of classic books, seen a bunch of classic movies. That's the entire offering of the modern culture. That's all there is. You got to invent it yourself. And so the last 11 years, I've been trying to invent my own shit. And it's been 11? I don't know. I can't do maths. But one thing I know is a good story. I'm sort of going all over the shop today, as I normally do. What a good story at night is incredible. It's beautiful. Like reading a book during the day never feels right. If it's at nighttime, a good story or a good TV show or whatever feels perfect. And I was thinking maybe that's because campfires, ancestors, stories around campfires, all that sort of shit. It's in our blood, and that's when they come to life. So anyway, I'm waiting for the next beautiful piece of art or story to come along. And it's been 10 years since True Detective. And yeah, all the books I've read since is like, eh. Anyway, if you love these bullshit complaint episodes, please leave a rating on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening to this. I'd love it.